The Barbados government keeping a close eye on rising tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela. The Barbados Union of Teachers welcomes government's promise to reinstate long leave for teachers. Rising diabetes and hypertension in Barbados continues to be a major worry for health officials, especially at Christmas. And the Sanitation Service Authority making an urgent appeal to business owners in the city. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. With the recently announced blockade of oil tankers doing business with Venezuela by the United States, regional governments are monitoring what is an already volatile situation unfolding in the Southern Caribbean Sea. Barbados' Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, in an interview with Starcom Network News, spoke to the immediate impact of the blockade while making the connection between a pending travel ban to the U.S. on neighboring islands Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda. He says it is something that Barbados are keeping a very close eye on.
If you recall, in 2005, we had the Petro-Caribe initiative from Venezuela, where they offered steeply discounted oil prices so as to enable regional countries to be able to access oil at more competitive rates. Now, with the passage of time, a lot of countries may have started to decrease their reliance on Venezuelan oil. I'm not in a position to speak for all of them, but for sure, many of the Eastern Caribbean did have that relationship. And to the extent that a country like Dominica or a country like Antigua is now going to face a double whammy as a result of pressure from the oil and gas side, which must drive their economy, or alternative pressure from the CBI side, which is the Citizenship by Investment Program, then you find that that is a pressure on that country's economy and its ability to stay afloat.
In relation to Barbados directly, Mr. Simmons says that the ability of CARICOM is critical and their stability regarding that sector remains crucial.
Now, this is where it becomes a matter of concern for Barbados, because the region is really the only part of the world with which Barbados has a positive trading advantage. And 53% of all the goods and services that we produce in Barbados are sold into CARICOM. So if CARICOM now starts to take a financial hit and CARICOM starts to suffer financially, it is not a positive signal for Barbados. And to that extent, this then becomes more of a regional problem than it might at first appear. And it is obviously a matter that as the year turns, we're going to have to start to pay very careful attention to, because the consequences of it have to be critically and clinically analyzed.
Barbados Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The Barbados Union of Teachers General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael says the union is elated with government's promise to reinstate long leave for teachers effective January next year. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Carmichael stated that the union welcomes continued dialogue with government to ensure the benefit is fully restored by the end of January.
The BOT welcomes this announcement to reinstate it because it is an acknowledgement at the highest level of government, and it's certainly significant and appreciated. And it certainly represents a long-awaited step toward restoring a critical entitlement within the teaching service. This is done within the context, obviously, where teachers are doing a lot more than expected and anticipated, given that we're in the midst of transformation. And this essentially gives teachers time to rejuvenate, recalibrate, rest, etc. It's all critical so that they will be more inspired and more engaged in the classroom, so that we will offer a better quality product. To this end, the Barbados Union of Teachers hope that this commitment from government will see a swift movement from promise to reality, and we look forward to meaningful discussions over the next few weeks, hoping to bring this to a close by the end of January 2026.
That's BOT General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael. President of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados, Tyrone Lowe, says the rising number of Barbadians living with diabetes is a major concern, especially at this time of the year. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Lowe noted that the prevalence of diabetes has increased dramatically over the past five decades.
Diabetes here, to my mind, reminds persons to be living with a sense of moderation and care. The numbers 50 years ago, we had something like 2% of persons being affected. Now, in Barbados, it is almost somewhere between 14 to 80% of our adult population are living with diabetes. And it's not looking like it's going to be reducing any hurry because people have difficulty changing their lifestyles. The International Diabetes Federation reminded us that 7 out of 10 people of working age are living with diabetes. We continue to make appeals for people to drink less sugary beverages, to sleep better, to pay attention to stress. So we will want to ask that at this time that people still bear this and these concerns in mind.
President of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados, Tyron Lowe, in the lunchtime edition. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, believes Barbadian consumers must do more to help reduce the island's food import bill and make food security a reality. In a statement, Mr. Paul said following damages to crops during last month's rainfall, it was important that the farming community got support during this period.
We talk about food security, but we can only have food security if we have a sustainable agriculture. Our farmers have done their best to be able to provide you with your needs, whether or not be a chicken farmer, a pig farmer, or a vegetable farmer. Support them. They need your support. They also need to feed their families at this time. So I encourage you, support our local agricultural sector. Your hams, I want you to support our local hams, please. Support local agriculture. Support food security. Support sustainable agriculture.
That's CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Several callers to Starcom Network over the last few days have raised concerns about piles of garbage at various points across Bridgetown in the city. As expected, the busy Christmas season has brought an increase of waste from stores, vendors and restaurants, prompting the Sanitation Service Authority to issue an appeal and reiterate the proper methods of disposal. SSA Communications Officer Carl Padmore spoke to the issue, saying that businesses should know better.
No boxes should be left loose in front of your stores. We prefer that these boxes are collapsed and tied to await collection. No cooking oil or grease is to be left on pavements by restaurant operators. It is their responsibility to seek the services of service providers in those areas to deal with the oil and grease. Feces, human, an animal, are not to be placed in bags or bins. Vehicles should not be obstructing the collection and the free flow of our lorries. Now, the SSA appreciates the fact that commercial activity is integral to Christmas, but we also hold fast to the principles of collective responsibility. You do your part, vendors and store owners, and we will do our part.
That's SSA Communications Officer Carl Padmore. Our top stories. Barbados government keeping a close eye on rising tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela. The Barbados Union of Teachers welcomes government's promise to reinstate long leave for teachers. Rising diabetes and hypertension in Barbados continues to be a major worry for health officials, especially at Christmas. The health officials, they're saying people should really take in sugar in moderation at this time of the season. Barbadian consumers told to play their part in securing food security, and the SSA making an urgent appeal to business owners in the city to please make a better effort at their disposal of boxes and other items. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.